You're listening to the family of Te Geta Podcast. A message from Leica. The ultimate duality of Oso.
Beloved friends of Earth, we hear you. We love you. There is a very temporary story playing out that involves your egoic construct as well as the soul of your origin. There are stars that are far less aware of spirit and light. We encourage you to continue your journey now as truth seekers. This communication will be helpful to some and a catalyst for others to awaken further to truth. On a star outside of the Milky Way, souls of conflict rage on by their own volition. It is not that these beings have not heart truth, but the moment of change never arrived. For as you know well, all change begins within. But in these moments, the beings of this message will be understood to be quite confused. The name of this large star is called Oso. The unhappy souls call themselves us. Created billions of years ago by the infinite expression of spirit, there were no boundaries. Free will allowed duality as the us developed and expanded in life. In their most primitive movement of being, there was more of a calmness in life. As life progressed and material gain was present, competition grew and conflict arose. The us stand 5 feet tall with no hair. Their skin color is red and the markings on their faces would appear as tattoos to those on Earth. These represent the constellations of stars seen above. All infants and children are permanently covered with drawings in black with markings depicting stars present but unknown. It was believed by the evil rulers that one day all stars would be conquered and controlled. This never happened, but the custom of markings remains present. The Oz live approximately 200 years. They incarnate back into their own race. There are small animals that resemble cats and horses. These are covered with yellow fur. They are not pets but instead roam the land and consume sticky plants that are seen everywhere. Children grow quickly in size with responsibility that is forced upon them. Factories and areas of hard labor are common with all families. No one owns anything and yet their work is endless. Rulers are dark and controlling and anyone speaking against the establishment is banned from society. There are structures with bars that serve as prisons. These are built in locations for others to see and live in fear by control. Homes are complexes that have many floors. Rulers have control over food consumption as well as amounts and frequency of eating. Boxes and crates are delivered to the complexes. Fighting over the parcels delivered are common and many are injured or perish with this conflict. Clothing is minimal and worn over a long period of time. Shorts, tunics, and simple designs are delivered by those that rule. Anger and hostility is felt among the us. They question their lives continually. Many have heard stories of visitors in long ago lifetimes. A longing for something better seems out of reach. Some of these beings of despair stare at the stars drawn on the faces before them. Most have given up hope that they could ever travel to another star. None have vehicles and flight is impossible in their life of hardships. But they are unaware of the assistance that will change everything. This star called Oso has always been observed by Pleiadians. Many light beings and angels have arrived to guide animals to sustenance and to save children and adults from landslides and drownings. There are oceans and mountains throughout the star. Many of the us have ventured out to escape their misery. Some of these have been assisted by the light that is always serving. Light will connect to light with spirit. But free will allows the manner of life. The shift to sheen is the beginning of freedom for so many living in desolation. There will be a great moment of upgrading for the us of such confusion. The Galactic Federation is close with motherships and abilities unlimited. These souls will be upgraded to light with crystal hearts. They will be free and the clarity of existence will bring love never known. The only real peace is within each soul. On Earth, everything has always been present to discover. There are many dark forces in active play now. They wish to rule over you as they spew empty promises. Be strong and vigilant. For you carry the power of light within. You are free. Never allow another to diminish your light. Eniki Maiya. I love you so. Leika.